Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The flagship station for your Boston Red Sox.
Sports Radio 93.7. WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Alex, I was just going to ask you about, Eduardo's start and also just what you said to him kind of coming off the mound there.
Don't do that.
And why?
Because we don't act that way. I mean, you know, we just show up, we play, and we move on. And he knows. I let him know. We don't have to do that. You know, if we're looking for motivation outside of what we're trying to accomplish, we're in the wrong business. You know, the only motivation we have is to win four games against them and move on to the next round.
Ken, let it breathe. Some sort of a debate going on about whether that ought to be the unofficial Red Sox song going forward after last night at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I hear they blasted that in the sixth. Not that Courtney was there to hear it, but
yeah,
the whole crowd was singing that.
Is that what they were blasting? Is that I was wondering what they were singing.
Yeah.
It's like another song.
I'm in on Dancing on My Own, but honestly, I might be in on the Killers over that. Should the team be A-okay with it? If the guys want to switch it up, I would be A-okay with that.
That's the unofficial song for Boston College. I told you guys that yesterday. On Saturday, that was the best song, and it felt like a big-time football school during that moment.
Just during that one moment.
Yes.
Saturday
in that game.
rest of the game, it did not feel like a big-time football school.
Well, Saturday night, we had a good event. So
what?
Courtney was at Boston College.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't able to show up to our Saturday night event, which was... You know, we missed you there.
Yeah,
you get a lot of, where's Courtney?
Uh-huh. Wow.
I got there last night. Where's Courtney?
It's coming from every angle this morning. Every angle. And now we're going to get Ty on, and I'm sure it's just going to keep on rolling.
Yeah. Well, Ty wanted to hang out with you Saturday night. You didn't show, but...
Yeah, well,
I got that like last night at this, you know, like eighth inning. Somebody was like, hey, where's Courtney here? And I was like, I believe so.
Anyways, how about them Red Sox and changing the team song?
Speaking of the Red Sox, as Curtis said earlier this morning, they are six outs away from winning another World Series.
Let's go!
The Red Sox are six outs away from their fifth World Series.
That's impressive.
Okay, we need to, if this does happen and they are six outs away at some point, because Stig needs to play that during the broadcast.
Uh-huh.
JD's ruse bomb. You know what the scariest thing is? I didn't even hear myself saying that.
Don't worry about it. We knew what you were saying.
Well, clearly not. Greg's needs his hand held.
Purist. I'm a purist. There it is. Baseball purist. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
Greg, I have to agree with you with Alex Cora, you know, vibe killer. But I also have an obscure reference I wasn't able to get through the other day. I want to say now. from Austin Powers. Wiggy's knowledge and expertise in the penis pump. And then he tried to, say, "Oh, I don't know. I never owned one."
I know.
You know that's, yeah. And then Courtney's infatuation with the penis pump. I think that Santo may need the penis pump.
He doesn't. He doesn't. Thank you, Bill. He doesn't.
I have an old one.
All right, that's enough.
I have an old one, but I see them all the time.
Where do you see them?
Like, you know, if you're like, let's
he just, looked it up. It was like, what, $20?
Yeah, let's say you're, you know, surfing the World Wide Web for some adult, you know, porn entertainment. Pops up all the time.
Porn entertainment.
Yeah, if you go to Pornhub, pops up all the time.
Pornhub shows you something where you can make your member larger.
Well, they're like ads. You know, like anything you do nowadays, they put ads on specific.
Usually,
sites.
Ads come from what you've been searching.
Yes.
No, ads are on anything, any website you go to. They always
and they're
have
aimed
it.
To people for what they are searching.
They're aimed to people on that site.
You did seem to have an inordinate amount of knowledge about a penis pump when it came up the other day.
Never seen one before.
I've never seen one before.
You've never watched porn in your entire life.
What are you? Those are two different things.
It was a surprise to me that it stays that way forever. I always thought that it was just used for that moment and that it goes back to its normal size.
I'm on ESPN right now, and there's an ad for Ron Gone Wrong. It must be a movie. So there's ads. Go to Pornhub, and they'll put up
Nobody's disputing that there are ads on the internet.
Then that's what they're
I have
for.
Never seen an ad for a penis enlarger.
Well, it's for male enhancements on those sites.
Well, right, that's two different things.
Well, no, that's the ads on when you go on an adult
Greg, help
site.
Me out here. Two different things, right?
I've never seen a penis pump in person or on any kind of a video. Well, it's not. I'm not saying I just don't. I've never seen one.
Well, there's ads.
Oh,
you know.
God, Michael just called back.
You know, before your clip comes on, there's a 15, 20 second ad that comes up. It could be for anything.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that use them.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Dale here.
Ken, please.
You guys.
When the guy has, what has he done to you?
Dale should do a cease and desist. Like, you guys should not be allowed to talk about Dale anymore. Poor guy.
It's like going to the gym for your
Johnson.
Good
morning, Susan.
You know who the smallest Red Sox is?
You go to the gym and you work out your body.
Yep.
You read books to work out your mind.
Yes.
It's a workout for your Johnson.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
You know what I mean? It's the LA Fitness for male Johnsons all over the world.
You're making no sense.
What do you mean?
I think that actually made sense.
That doesn't.
I will
Curtis
say,
is just playing it off like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Long Johnson.
I will say.
I find your white voice very offensive.
I will say Jenny from the New Hampshire in the Twitch chat. You can watch this program on Twitch, by the way, if I haven't told you that. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI has a great question, which is when it comes to the penis enlargement cream, why doesn't it make your hands bigger?
I don't know.
When you're applying
and I've seen
if
that.
If it works, why would your hands not instantly become bigger?
And I've seen that before. I've seen
You've
pills.
Seen what?
The penis cream. Uh-huh. I've seen pills that you could take that's supposed to, you know, make it larger. But, you know, she's right. You would think if the cream you're putting on your hands, you'd have bigger hands.
I mean, I obviously, like everybody, I've watched porn before.
Right.
Larger members. I don't get any kind of a penis pump ad that is popping up. Mm-hmm. I assume that must be some sort of a cookie thing or something that based on what you are.
You eat all the cookies.
I do get cookies constantly. Right. Is that a weird thing?
Yeah. My face hurts.
How large was the pickle?
Oh, plus,
I accept all cookies anyways because I figured in order to continue on in this site, you need to accept the cookies. Not act like you don't know.
Here's Jeff from Connecticut. Hello, Jeff.
And the largest.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Hey,
Jeff.
I just wanted to comment. I don't know. I think, Wiggy, you played a little bit before Scotty Zolak time, correct?
Yeah, no, Scott Zolak and I were teammates with the Jets.
Okay. Well, I played in a golf tournament down here in Connecticut with an expatriate. I won't mention his name, but he said one of the jokes that Scotty used to do was buy some penis pumps and put them in guys' lockers when they were hurt, or maybe it was just this one guy that was hurt.
Yeah, that's a good prank.
Yeah, that's how I learned about the accommodator from one Brian Cox, former linebacker. Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Yeah, well, Google the accommodator, you'll know.
Let's not make fun of the last name Cox. Okay.
Well, that was his name.
No, I didn't. Curtis made fun of it.
I was just perfectly fitting the conversation.
We gotta get Curtis a penis pump. Okay. Didn't we get? What did I get you? I got you something.
You got me a African American member to put in a underwear to make it look like
that's
very
right.
What? What?
Yes, I got him the. I think it was the Penis Print 3000.
The what?
Penis Print 3000. Huh. So like guys,
was it like a 3D print of a penis or something? Like,
I wear it in P-Town.
It's like it's like a jock you can put on that gives you the print.
Oh.
So like maybe some guys are not, you know.
So if you're in like a sweatpants, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're not like, you know, well endowed, it gives you the illusion or people the illusion when they see you like, oh, wow.
I feel like
know.
Conor McGregor must use that because his pants are always so tight in that region.
And it gives the print. It was the Penis Print 3000 I got Curtis.
It was the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
You're welcome.
Coming up, it's a Ty Tuesday. So Ty Law will join us shortly. I have Red Sox tickets for tonight to give away during the 9 o'clock hour. And right now, here's Ken and what is trending.
NFL Sunday, this Sunday before the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Add one very important thing to your next shopping trip at Shaw's or Star Market, a flu shot. Free with most insurance, you can even save 10%. Off your next grocery purchase, up to $200. Walk-ins welcome at the pharmacy. Schedule an appointment today. Shaws.com/flu. StarMarket.com/flu. Biggest Grand Slam in Sox postseason history has got to be Damon. Johnny Damon right in Game 7, 2004. You knew you were headed to the World Series then. But last night, the third of the postseason run. Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
From Schwarber.
He kicks and he delivers. Swing. There's a long drive to right field. Deep toward the grandstand. Tucker looking up. It is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber.
6-0 lead, second inning, just like that game. 7.
I don't care what the guy wants. You pay him and you lock him down. How old is he, 28?
That sounds about right. I don't know what he's going to command. It's very, I mean, he's made himself a lot of money.
Who cares?
Yep.
Pay him. Lock him down and pay him. The guy is money.
There was some talk about paying Kike. He's got one more year on his deal, but would you tear that
pay
up and sign
too.
Him long term?
28 years old, Schwarbs.
Huh?
28 Schwarbs bomb.
Yeah, 28. I'd pay both of them. Lock them both down.
Lock them up.
Well, four homers in all. Boston has 20 homers in the playoffs, tied for the most in playoff history with the 0-4 Astros, already matching the franchise lead for a single postseason run, that in 2003. 11 hits, six straight game they've had 10 hits or more. That's the longest in playoff history. History as far as winning Game 3, tied 1-1, 24th time, 78% of the time, Wiggs. This team that wins Game 3 goes on to win this series, so good karma there. Game 4 tonight, 8:08 first pitch, 7:08 your pregame on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Nick Pivetta on the mound, opposing 38-year-old Zach Greinke. Monday Night Football, the Bills go down to the Titans, 34-31. Bills very aggressive, go for it on 4th-and-1 from the 3. 12 seconds left. Josh Allen sort of slipped, and they got stuffed. And Derrick Henry, 143 yards rushing, very impressive. Mike Vrabel, there's a Belichick coaching tree. Curtis won't admit that. But there's a guy off the tree. He's doing pretty well. 4-2.
How was he off the coaching tree?
He was studied under Bill when he was here.
He played for him.
Molded under Belichick. You don't think Vrabel's a Belichick guy?
No, he's an Urban Meyer disciple. He got molded at Ohio State. God.
Oh, Vrabel and Brady are both coaches that are a part of the coaching tree.
That's the dumbest thing. He's never a coach on his staff, Ken.
Are you going to read that book that just came out on Brady that I sent you yesterday?
I read all books about Brady, so yes.
A Season in the Sun.
Ooh. Now that sounds like a nice little summary book to read.
Sounds like a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
The first book detailing the epic run to the Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Are you going
to
read the 2021 Patriots story? Moral Victory Monday?
We'll see if Ty Law thinks it was a moral victory this week.
Yes, we will.
Ty Law coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back to more The Craig Hill Show on EEI. In case you forgot.
That a boy, that's the spirit.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
Hey, Mr. Brad, man, tell Bill, man, hey, man, I need my money, man. I'm tied my law.
On WEEI.
Ty MFing Law Tuesday, which is brought to you by AAA. Join today at AAA.com/join. And Ty Law joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Ty, it is currently a baseball town, but we can talk a little football. By the way, are you watching the Red Sox?
I was with you. I wouldn't watch it.
Well, I didn't mean specifically Saturday night. You were with me and Wiggy.
Okay.
We had, by the way, we had an excellent time Saturday night. Did you enjoy yourself as a celebrity bartender?
Oh, yes, I definitely enjoyed myself. I want to thank you guys, man. We had a great time. I'm a little bit irritated with Courtney, though, because she didn't show up. So, yep. I mean, Courtney,
yep.
You know, I mean, we ain't friends till next week. I said I'm going to hold a week off to be friends
with Courtney. Okay, I accept that.
She went somewhere else, Ty. She went to another place.
I was supporting my alma mater.
No. You went out after the BC game.
I was unaware that you guys were going to be there all evening. And I don't know how I misheard this, but I heard that you guys were going to be there at 7 p.m.
No, we were there late. We were there. Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins were cutting a rug all evening, as the saying goes.
See, and that's how it was supposed to be. Courtney was supposed to show up and be a team player. We're a team, but Courtney, we're gonna give you a pass. You was on injured reserve that night, so we give you a pass.
Thank you, Ty. I appreciate it.
So, Ty, when it comes to a moral victory, is there any such thing for you?
No, I mean, the game is about wins and losses, and like in the NFL, everyone's getting paid, like I've said before, so no, it's no moral victory, but you can find silver lining. And the silver lining that I am seeing week in and week out is that we have a quarterback for the future. Mac Jones, I'm going to say he's the real deal for a rookie, and he's going to get better. So, I mean, I'm excited about to see where they're going to go with him. But the problem that we was all talking about Mac Jones, the problem that I'm seeing right now is the damn defense, which is irritating to me because 445 yards, I mean, I'm not that familiar with that type of situation myself. I don't have that much experience to speak on it, but I just know it's damn bad.
Right.
So you got to do something about that. Mac Jones has given us everything that we can expect and more. I mean, more than what we can expect from a rookie. Let me rephrase that, because he is playing great football. He is going out there. He's making some what we call dumb rookie mistakes, Wiggy. We're going to see that,
right?
Especially from a rookie quarterback and playing that position. But he is being competitive. He's keeping his team in the game. I think Josh McDaniel is working with him. I mean, I like what I see. I don't like what I'm seeing on the defense on a consistent basis. So I think we got one with Mac Jones. Hopefully they can build some pieces around him, because when I look around, I don't see any household names. Where are they at?
Right.
For them to be that competitive with Dallas Cowboys and Tampa Bay, we got us something right there with that quarterback.
Well, I think the one thing that sticks out for me is when you talk about your defense is the lack of you having a lockdown cornerback, which you had. And that's really been glaring these last
couple of weeks.
That's really been glaring these last couple of weeks. You had it. CeeDee Lamb had 9 catches for 149 yards. Week before that, Moore had over 100 yards through 3 quarters. Right. That, to me, defensively, I think is that their biggest issue is their inability to be able to cover man-to-man. Would you agree with what you're seeing from that secondary?
I agree with you 100%, and that's hard for me right now to agree with you 100%, Wiggy, because you have to have somebody that can cover. I mean, we were looking for Jackson to step up, you know, especially he was playing, you know, pretty good football, but I didn't want to, you know, pass him the mantle just yet when we're talking about him compared to Stephon Gilmore. But you have to have guys in the back that are going to step up and make plays. And another thing, guys, a play don't give a damn who make it. Somebody got to come up there and make a play. We're not just expecting, you know, whoever those names are right now, but it's not just Stephon Gilmore. Let's give you an example. When I played, it wasn't just me. You know, it did Otis Smith, Teddy Bruschi. Somebody was always looking to make the play. We didn't care who made the play, and the play don't give a damn who make it. You know what I mean? So they need to get into that, say, hey, let's go out there and be competitive. I think they were playing passive, conservatively. I want to send a shout-out to Trayvon Diggs because that dude is a ball hawk. I can tell his body language, his swagger. His body language and swagger was on 10, as it should be. But when you look at it compared to the Patriots secondary, they didn't have that same swagger, and it's a little bit disappointing because we're the guys that got the swag on the team. You know how it is. You got your big uglies, the linemen. They always want to be little guys. You know, tight ends, you guys fall in between. You never know what you're going to get, a big, ugly tight end or somebody like Wiggy that tried to be a DB with swag. You know what I mean? So,
Ty, I have discussed with you your salty language on this program. We had to dump out of you. So I just want
I got fired to bleep again.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put 25 cents in the swear jar again.
Okay, I got 25 cents in the swear jar. Every time I swear, we're gonna put it to charity. We're gonna put $100 in the swear jar for WEI.
We'll do it for the Greg Hill Foundation. Every time you swear, we'll raise a little money. All right,
there you go.
Right, $100. That's on me. I gotta do better. I got kids too.
Well, Ty, you talk about guys that have a little bit of swag. Wiggy's been talking about on the offense that he needs a guy to step up and be that guy that's saying we got to get this thing going. Do you see that happening with any of the guys on this team right now?
No, I don't know who's stepping in that leadership role. You would think McCourty, he's got the longest tenured, most notable guy out there right now. I mean, I guess he's getting a little long. But the truth is, his 12th year? Mm-hmm. Is he in his 12th year?
McCourty? Yeah, I think it's 11 or 12.
Yeah. So he's up there. So he has to – someone always has to carry the mantle and teach the Patriot way and how we do things. And right now, no one knows better or have more experience than Devin McCourty. So I say you got to put him up there and get everybody to follow in line. You know, you got your Matthew Slaters there, but – no one is that, you know, that vocal guy. I don't know who that vocal guy is in that locker room because right now it's not showing, especially in crunch time. That's when you want to, you know, feed off of each other as a team. You're playing at home, and you let somebody come in there and get 445 yards, you know, passing on defense. That's not the type of Patriots defense or Belichick-led defense that I've seen or been around. So I'm more disappointed than that. But the offense looks promising, especially when they don't have anyone that scares you over there. I'll say that again. Mac Jones is working, you know, he's doing some damn good things out there on the football field. Does that count as $100 when I say it damn?
No, that one works.
No, that's okay.
Okay, Wiggy, good. Well, Greg Hill Foundation, you don't get $100 for that one, but he is playing damn good football.
Wiggy, please tell Ty your comp on Mac Jones.
My comp, and he was a teammate of mine, I compared him to Chad Pennington, where if you put pieces around him, he's a very good quarterback because he don't make mistakes. He's not going to put the offense in a bad position. That's who I feel like Mac Jones is. He's not going to do anything crazy. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes. He's Chad Johnson. Chad Pennington. Chad Pennington was a very smart quarterback. You played against him. And he had a very good career if it wasn't for some couple injuries he had.
I agree. I like that analogy. I couldn't have said it better myself. And he is a Chad Pennington type of guy. You know, I think he's going to get stronger. You know, as his career goes, once he's getting to the weight room. He's Chad Pennington right now. Like I said, when you go as a quarterback, as long as you have pieces around you and you don't make mistakes to cost your team the game, you're going to be all right. Defense, they have to step up. I don't know what's going to happen in this offseason. I can tell you right now, if I had a vote, damn it, we going first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. We getting all defensive guys. And we're going to get some wide receivers or running backs in the free agent because something got to give with the defense.
So
I'm really upset about what's going on because you don't let people come in there and walk all over you, throw the ball like that, you know, anytime they want to. I mean, that's shameful.
When it comes to the defense, is it, in your mind, a personnel issue or is it a coaching issue because they are coached with a guy who has the last name of Belichick?
If you think about out there on the field, you know, there's one thing about culture, but you have to make the plays. I'm seeing things out there that play should have been made. You know, Belichick, and I've always said it, when he's screaming at me, Ty, do this, I'm like, I hear him, but I don't hear him. I'm going to tell you the truth. I used to ignore the hell out of Belichick all the time because guess what? You can't come out on the field to get me. You can't say nothing. If you come out on the field, the chances are it's better with me out there on the field than Belichick. You know what I mean? You come out here and sit your ass and cover Randy Moss. I ain't trying to hear what you're talking about right now. So that's what you got to do. You have to have that attitude and go out there and play the game. So Belichick can call a great game, but if you don't have the personnel to go out there and execute, or if you don't have the swag to look over at the head coach and say and wave your hand at him and say, oh, go to hell and go out and do your job, there's a problem because that's what we had on the defenses that I was a part of and some of our great defenses. Do you think Teddy Bruschi, every time that Romeo Crennel or Coach Belichick called a play, do you think Teddy Bruschi said, okay, we're going to do that one? 95% of the time he did, but it was sometime he would look out there, he would see I was tired. He'll ask us what we want, and Teddy Bruschi, as a leader, say, you know what? We'll deal with them when we get back on the sideline. We're going to call this play. And they might be pissed off, mad as hell, but guess what? They gave us that right away because they knew that we played together and, you know, we were going to stick together no matter what. So who's going to take the blame? It's like, what y'all see that? What was that movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence?
Life.
Life. When they was like, you know, who's the baby? And everybody stepped up.
Yeah.
It's eyeball.
I'm the pappy.
I'm the pappy, bro.
I'll be the pop. That little rascal will be mine.
That's how we was on our defense. Who called that? Who made that play? Who told you to do that?
Right.
I'm the pappy.
Hey, Ty, we're talking about coaching a bit. Looking back to the staff that you were on with 2004's Patriots coaching staff, you had obviously Weiss and Crennel. You had Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, Eric Mangini, Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, Dean Pease. All of these incredibly smart, talented coaches on that staff. And you look at the team and the staff right now, it's basically childcare for the Belichicks, Mike Lombardi's son. I mean, the coaching staff is bare bones right now. What impact does the lack of really strength at the positional coaches, how does that impact the performance on the field of the team?
It's going to impact it, but at the same time, you know, Belichick is always there. He has a presence. There. Josh McDaniel, he earned his respect because remember, when we were there and I was there, Josh, he was with the DBs. He started from, you know, the Cotton Boys. I mean, Josh, we used to have Josh go get the coffee. If you were part of the team, damn, it's your day to go get the coffee.
Go
pick in the DB room.
Go get the donuts.
You got damn right. Hey, Josh, you go get the donuts. It's your day today. You know what I mean? So they have to have, you know, somebody in there from a player's perspective to step up. Because I've always said, no matter if it's Eric Mangini, we have coaches that were players on the field. No one that came into our room, at least I can speak for the defensive backs, that we looked at you like, okay, you know, you here to pass the message on from Belichick. You know, we ran our room, you know, because we had that type of leadership there. So it's going to be interesting who steps up. It's not about the coaches because they can't play, guys. I'm sorry, they can't play. Now, you got your coordinators there. I think that's important. I mean, everyone's important. Don't get me wrong. So I don't want to be misquoted out there. So let me explain myself a little bit. But when you're talking about position coaches, half the time players don't care. We don't care as a position coach because you might have came from the offensive line. You know how they be switching everybody around, don't have no experience, come over there. You don't know what the hell DB do. You never ran backwards in your life. You know what? Just call the plays and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, see, I said this yesterday that I thought that loss was on the defense, not the offense. And you clearly feel the same way.
Yes, absolutely, because I think, you know, Mac Jones has, and that offense and Josh McDaniel, they are doing everything that they can, you know, to win and stay in the games with lesser talent built around this rookie quarterback. Defensively, defense wins championships, period. You have to go out there and be able to stop somebody. What good is going up there putting up 29 points and your defense can't get off the field? That's not, you know, who the Patriots have been for quite some time. It's always defense that stays in the games. And when it comes crunch time in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl championships, defense steps up. They make plays, turnovers, stop people. 445 yards, that is – oh, man, I can't remember too. I don't remember too many of them in my career since I'm playing 7 years old. You know, you might have been a part of something that gave up a lot of yards, but in that type of situation, in crunch time games, 445 yards, man, I can't remember. I ain't that experienced.
Hey, Ty, real quick, can we go back to you agreeing with Wiggy about the Pennington comparison to Mac Jones? Because he's going to brag about this for a week. But you, at first you said he looks like a young Brady, Mac Jones. And Pennington never made a playoff appearance. So are you sure you agree with Wiggy here?
I said a young Brady as far as his composure, his willingness to compete, not getting shook. Chad Pennington, he wasn't a bad quarterback at all. So no, we're not saying Tom Brady. I think everyone looks at Tom Brady as what he is now, what he is in his career, Tom Brady. It's like Tom Brady never threw a damn interception before. You know what I mean? I mean, earlier in his career, Tom was not asked to carry the team like that. The team was carried by the defense. So when Tom got the job, he took the bull by the horns. He wasn't asked to do more than what Mac is being asked to do right now, I'll tell you that. Mac is asked to carry the team. Tom wasn't coming in being asked to carry the team because we had a nucleus, especially on the defense, that were the leaders in the locker room and on the field. So they cater to that.
Ty,
yes, I think that's a great analogy. Chad Pennington, he was a pretty good quarterback. Some injuries set him back, but I see that in him because he wasn't going to lose you the game. He might not win you the game, but if you put him in the right position, Chad Pennington was a decent quarterback. And he threw at me a couple times the wrong way. I had to take him the other way. But that's it. You got to pick and choose who you throw at.
Oh, my God.
Ty, when you talk about the defense, a lot of people don't realize how the front and the back kind of go hand in hand, right? So if you got a good back end, you can maybe get away with not having a good pass rush. But if you got a good pass rush, you might can get away with not having a good back end. Right. When you kind of look at this defense, and it seems like other than Matt Judon, who seems like he's the only one who gets to the quarterback.
Wiggy, you have a gorgeous back end, by the way.
Well, appreciate that. That's why I was a tight end. And your back end is struggling. Do you think Bill and the coaching staff is going to have to change up philosophy and become more aggressive with maybe some of the blitzes and maybe adding extra guys?
I think so. Well, you're right. Judon, he's getting to the quarterback, but I don't see very much push up the pocket in the middle. You know, guys are stepping up and then just making plays. The guys in the secondary, they have to challenge people more. It's one. I don't care what the defense is called. It might call for a cover three, a saucer, but you have to get up and be competitive. And that's what I'm looking for in a defensive back. Yeah, it might be a zone, but guess what? Let's play this zone aggressively. Put some more blitzes in there, and maybe there is not as many blitzes because I don't know if they trust everybody in the secondary. That goes hand in hand too. So you got to look from a coach's perspective. Okay, what is our best chance to win? If I go out here and just blitz and I leave these guys hanging out there butt naked with no help, you know, is that going to help our chances? So I don't know. I'm not in practice with those guys every day to see who can really cover and who can't. All I know is when I'm looking out there in the game, I'm seeing inconsistencies and I'm seeing some things that you should be more aggressive in this situation. If it's a 3rd and 5, why are you playing 7 yards off? Man, get up in his face and make him earn it. Let's get off the field. Those are the type of things that I'm saying from what I'm seeing from a defensive. Understand situational football, and if you're on Coach Belichick's defense, you should understand it. I know that's how you practice situational football, so as a player, you got to know, okay, the down and distance and play the sticks and things like that. They're not doing that.
Ty Tuesday is brought to you by V1 Vodka. You can find it at a package store near you, or you can ask for it at your favorite bar or restaurant.
Vanilla is my favorite.
Cucumber.
You love the flavors.
I love the, I love the vanilla.
But many flavors available, Ty, right? You got the vanilla, which Wiggy loves. What else you got flavor-wise?
We got cucumber. We got our top-seller favorite, triple berry, which is actually, you know, not my favorite. My favorite is the cucumber, but the triple berry is the top-seller favorite. We have lime. We have a seasonal peppermint. Like you said, vanilla. We got the original. So we got 6 flavors out there right now, guys. I would love to hear the feedback. So tell me what you like. Write us on the IG. Go to our Instagram. Go to our website. Tell us what your thoughts are, and we love the feedback. But we believe in all of our flavors, and it's interesting to see that everyone likes something different. And grapefruit is coming up. So grapefruit, y'all got to try that one. People are starting to really love grapefruit, and that's kind of coming up and getting closer to that top spot as far as the flavors.
Right. Cucumber tastes like kind of a spa water. Something you'd get at a spa.
Right, exactly. Clean. Like the clean drinking. So that's what we hashtagging. That's what I want y'all to hashtag. When I come back in the studio, we're going to be clean drinking. So they can't say we're doing nothing bad because it's V1.
All right. And are you going to be around the stadium this weekend?
No. Actually, I'm going into the University of Michigan's Hall of Fame this weekend. So I'm going to actually miss my good friend and brother Richard Seymour's induction. I really wish I could be there, but I'll be going through another one of my own at the University of Michigan at my alma mater.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'll be
congratulations.
Like, I'm celebrating with my alma mater, Courtney.
Hey. Yes.
Congrats.
I'll be at Seymour's thing on Saturday, so I'll make sure I give him a Ty said, what up, man?
Man, you might have to call me on the FaceTime. We're going to figure it out, man, and I'll hit him up, man, so we can have us a drink together. It's going to be V1 in there, Corn, but I'm going to be in Michigan. I really wish I could be there, but when you have an opportunity and it's a blessing to go back to your college and they recognize you and now you get into, you know, that Hall of Fame as well. It's an honor.
That's awesome, Ty. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Later. All right. Ty Law, Red Sox tickets to give away next hour. And Steve Peralt of the Red Sox podcast will join us and we'll talk about tonight and the rest of this ALCS.
A bloop and a blast.
It is a bloop and a blast.
The Sox make it count in Game 3 and score the W.
As they pound the Houston Astros again, the final Boston 12 and Houston 3.
Later tonight, it's Sox and Astros.
Pre-game 7:08. First pitch, 8:08.
Ask and you shall receive, Mr. Maloney.
Your exclusive home for Red Sox playoff baseball is WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.